gritty row houses and small businesses, typical of the area, face off with the headquarters front entrance. Jumbo Seafood, a bar with no visible name and ominous metal grating on the windows. A corner grocery advertising RC Cola. Lydia's Hat Designs, a used furniture store with a motley collection of washing machines displayed on the sidewalk, and the Tabernacle Church. I pulled into the lot, tapped the phone back on, dialed dispatch, and requested aid with the transfer of custody. I was instructed to proceed to the rear security door, where a uniform would be waiting for me. I proceeded to the designated door and backed into the driveway, placing Clarence close to the building. I didn't see my uniform, so I made another call. I was promptly told not to get my shorts in a knot. Easy for them to say. They knew what they were doing. A few minutes later, Crazy Carl Costanza poked his head out the door. I'd made communion with Crazy Carl, among other things. He squinted past Clarence.
Stephanie Plum?
Hey, Carl. His face cracked into a grin.
They told me there was a pain in the ass out here.
That would be me, I said.
What's with Sleeping Beauty?
He's FTA. Carl came in for a closer look.
Is he dead?
I don't think so.
He smells dead.
I agreed. He could use to be hosed down. I gave Clarence a shake and yelled in his ear,
"Let's go! Time to wake up!"
Clarence choked on some spit and opened his eyes.
"Where am I?"
"Police station," I said. "Everybody out." He stared at me in unfocused, drunken stupidity and sat as still and unyielding as a sandbag.
"Do something," I said to Costanza. "Get him out of here."
Costanza grabbed Clarence's arms, and I put my foot to Clarence's butt. We pushed and pulled, and inch by inch got Samson's big ugly blob of putrid flesh off the seat and onto the pavement.
"This is why I became a cop," Costanza said. "I couldn't resist the glamour of it all."
We maneuvered Clarence through the security door, cuffed him to a wooden bench, and handed him over to the docket lieutenant. I ran back outside and moved the Cherokee into a regulation parking space where it would be less visible to cops who might mistake it for a stolen car.